Sachi came from the time when they didn't have refrigeration.
And you weren't supposed to be cooking on that day, which is why everything is cold.
Right.
But we don't have to do that anymore.
But it's tradition.
It's 2019.
They want to keep tradition.
I don't think we need traditions that badly, though. We are girly and girlfied, and we're talking to
you. Hey, this is Curly and Kansai, a podcast about us two curly-headed ladies living in the Kansai area of
Nihon,
Japan. I'm Ayana.
And I'm Elise.
And this is episode 40. I love that voice that we did. The voices we did. Like, I've been doing narration work recently. So it's like, I'm trying to, like, get my narrator. Is that the word?
Narrator.
Narrator voice. It's like, I should. See, it's like, I can read things, but I can't speak on my own.
Practice. Practice makes perfect.
Practice. And, like, actually, I had a job today. And before I did it, I was, like, massaging my face. I was like, ah.
How now, brown cow? How now, brown cow?
How now, brown cow?
Too much Anchorman, I'm sorry.
I should do that. And, yeah, that was fun. So, I'm trying to work on my voice.
Very nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is episode 40, but we're going to go back to the last episode, which is 39, where we talked about...
We have to say Happy New Year.
You're right, everyone. Let's say Happy New Year to everyone. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Akemashite omedetou gozaimasu. So last year, I listened to our episode, our New Year's episode, and I was going to say Happy New Year's in English, and you were starting in Japanese. You're like, wait, what?
I saw you looking at me. She better know what's up.
So that's why I'm like, is she going to say the Japanese? She probably said the Japanese.
This is a podcast in Japan. Nagato.
But we don't really speak much Japanese.
Please put like a Japanese music sound in the background.
Oh, like that koto sound? Oh my gosh. Because it's New Year's, they've been playing this type of music.
It's the New Year's music.
New Year music. All right, then let's look back at last episode 39, where we were talking about more foreigners, more problems.
They would be, a lot of them would be new.
A lot of them would be new. Yeah, this is true. Maybe new problems or old problems that are...
They forgot about for a while.
Yeah, no. Whatever. So some of the comments we had from, what is this, Dr. Mayesment? I'm not really sure if that's how you pronounce the name, but it's D-R-M-A-Y-E-S-M-T. They said...
There seems to be a rise in nativism across the globe, sparking ethnic and nationalist tensions. I hope these are just growing pains as we evolve into a more global society and not a reversion to the more primitive and violent past.
Right. It's when I read that, I was like, yeah, things are still very violent. I think with technology, you can have more creative, not the positive creative, but creative ways of being violent, I feel.
That's a very interesting way of looking at it.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's not necessarily more primitive. I think it's just we are...
Newer ways,
and we're just human, and this is our...
Newer ways of expressing the same old bullshit.
Exactly. So.
Sadly. But I do hope, yeah, we get over it. Sooner rather than later.
Right.
I would love for it to be like a nice, cool-ass, global-ass society where people can just move through countries because passports are stupid and they don't really do anything.
I mean, we're kind of ranting already. But, I mean, it does make sense. I would love for a borderless global society.
And then I guess we'd be feeding into that zeitgeist. So remember the zeitgeist docs that used to be out in like the early 2000s? All the like... New World Order movies that you never saw?
Yes, I have.
And they're like, there's a secret government, and they're going to control the whole globe, and it'll become a one-nation world. And I'm like, that doesn't sound...
I mean, that's what China's trying to do right now.
I wouldn't want the one-nation world to be ruled by China, though.
Not at all. And America's also trying to do the same thing. So it's like, which one's going to get there faster?
Google.
Google and Amazon. They're going to power up together.
And they'll start running the world. And I'm not totally against that. I would be high-level Google, Amazon member.
Rolling my eyes right now. Who has Alexa?
I don't actually have an Alexa. I wanted a Google Home, right? Yeah, that's Amazon.
So Google has...
Google Home
and Alexa has Amazon. Yeah, those two, they're going to...
I want one, though.
They're going to combine. They're going to do the fusion hot and then control the world.
Man, as long as they send me my stuff, I'm cool. Whatever.
Materialistic.
Wish Amazon didn't send me my stuff the other day, actually, but that wasn't Amazon's fault. It was the shipping company's fault. They were trash. They've been trash. I knew that.
She's just starting off ranting in 2019.
Sorry. I know. I said I'd be more positive in 2019.
Oops. Anyway, we'll get into that. Next comment was by Vibes by Design. I like that name. They said, I had some old Japanese lady randomly start talking to me, to my friend, while we were eating out at Mos Burger. My friend is a white girl who does not speak a lick of Japanese. I speak Japanese. So I intervened because my friend was clearly confused as to what the woman was saying. When I started to translate, the woman angrily told me to shut my mouth because she was not talking to me. Ooh. I was shook. I've been traveling to Japan for years. I had never had anyone be rude to me so naturally. I sternly told her my friend does not speak Japanese and grandma was not having it. I said a few choice words under my breath so only she could hear me and turned around my back to her while I finished my burger and she left in a huff. But you could tell Granny was ready to throw hands. I was ready to throw a wrench in her bike wheel. Wow, that was an interesting story. But yeah, I don't really understand why there's some people who just talk to some foreigners who clearly don't understand at all.
Yeah, I'm wondering if she was she trying to, was she, I guess she was speaking Japanese to the white lady.
She was speaking Japanese to her white
friend. She wasn't
trying
to get like a free English lesson in or anything.
Yeah, so I've had that before, and I'm just like, why are you talking to me? I don't know.
Yeah, I've had that at like izakaya. They just roll over and be like, hey, be like, I'm eating.
But I mean, at least you understand.
Oh, no, that was in English.
Oh. Yeah, no, the ones that talk to me in English when I'm like clearly trying to enjoy my time. And don't want to be bothered is highly annoying. Yeah. But, like, it's as long as they're not rude, that's okay. I can, like, politely tell them to, like, leave me alone. Or I just say something quickly and then I just, like, okay, turn around.
Right. The conversation has ended.
It's like, please get the hint. But if it's, like, someone trying to talk to someone and I'm, like, helping them and then they're rude to me, I would.
Yeah, that's never happened to me. That's crazy. That's crazy.
I've had my friend who's Chinese, like Asian looking. So they usually talk. I heard from other people, like, if you're with your Asian friend that speaks no Japanese, they would like talk to the Asian face. Right. But there was that one time I went out to dinner with my Asian friend, my Chinese American friend, and they only spoke to me because like he was not looking at them. I think that was
it. No eye contact.
He was just like, I don't understand. So, Ayana, please. I'm like, okay. I got you.
Nice.
But I know for you, sometimes they talk to your husband more so than you?
No, they talk to him in English.
Oh, really?
They always assume he's not Japanese because he's with me. And then they'll awkwardly try to say something in English. And then Shota's like, I don't know what they're trying to say. And I'm like, Shota, just tell them you're Japanese. He's like, no, I'm embarrassed now. And I'm like, what is with
that?
This
your husband
general
is so
embarrassment,
weird.
Air of embarrassment. And then I'm like, he's Japanese. And they're like, oh, sorry. And I'm like,
that's hilarious.
This whole awkward ass situation could have been avoided.
People assume I'm Japanese. Like, if I'm not like by looking at me, it's like my name. So when I started this job teaching English part time, they knew that they were going to have me as their teacher. They saw Ayana. So then when they see me, they're like, oh, I thought a Japanese was going to teach me. I'm like,
you have to put like parentheses. I'm a black lady
with a Japanese like name. Right. Okay, get over it. It's an African name as well. Get over it.
But it's funny. I forget who I was talking to, but they brought up how like, oh yeah, some Japanese names are like common in other languages, or like they have the other languages have a similar name to the Japanese names. Like your friend Ayana. I'm like, oh shit.
This is very true. I mean, a lot of people in America have it. But it's not necessarily an English name. It's from another, like this, it comes from a different cultures, but where my parents got it was an African name book. Which country or language for sure, I don't know. But I know it's not an American English name.
Mine is the French version of a German name.
Wow.
I found that on the baby names website.
So it's Alice?
Yeah, Alice is the French version of like Osley, some weird German name. Yeah.
But like Japanese people call you Alice, right?
Oh yeah. Hey Alice.
Or Arisu. Arisu?
Yeah.
Arisu.
I just don't bother. I'm just tired. It's like whatever. I'm just saying, call me Ari-chan. It's easier that
way. Yeah, Ari-chan is better. I sometimes, when I say at least, I know when I say it quickly, I like, am I saying Elise's name?
Because I'm that like, that happens. I'd be like, excuse me. Did somebody call me?
They're yeah, like, no, oh, it's no. like, no, I'm saying at least, but the way I'm speaking doesn't, you don't hear the T. Whatever.
My life is so confusing.
Well, when I first got here, people were saying Yana. So I was like, why are people saying my name? Because my nickname is Yana. But right. you hear it's Yana, not Yana.
Right.
But still, like, I would hear Yana. So I was like, huh? Huh? Why are you calling me my nickname? You came to the wrong
part of Japan.
Right? Going to Kansai, they say, Yana? I'm like, no. No, you're not That's talking to me.
Hella confusing.
It is. All right. So, yes, for this episode, we're going to talk about New Year, new things happening, maybe.
I guess.
All right.
Same
well,
old, same old.
What? True. We didn't really talk about last year about, like, what we do during New Year's holiday.
Word.
In Japan. Because we've been here, what, eight years?
Mm-hmm.
And I think each year I do something a little bit different. But in the very beginning, I really didn't do anything. I can't really recall, actually.
You didn't hit the clubs for, like, a countdown party?
No, like, my memory stops at, like, 5 years ago. I remember. I remember. Because I wasn't in Japan for New Year's for, like, the first 5 years.
Yeah. Oh, you went home.
I went home, like, every time. Okay, that makes sense. That's why I don't remember anything in Japan on New Year's prior to that. But then I started staying because fucking New York is cold. I don't like it.
I can't imagine.
I can't. And, like, although I would do things like go dancing to a club for New Year's, it's just, like, it was getting old.
It does. I only went to the club, I think, once or twice. For New Year's, standing outside in the cold, trying to get in.
Have you ever done the New York, like, Times Square?
Hell no!
It's so overrated, y'all. Overrated.
Watching it on TV is fine for me.
Like, you get your... I've done it once, packed like sardines, and you basically stand for 5 hours.
That's so terrible.
It is.
That's so terrible.
Well, at the time, I was with my boyfriend in college, so it wasn't that bad.
What do you do for 5 hours?
Just chill and talk to other people next to you. Came in peace. You
forced.
You gotta pee before you go.
Oh, wow. My agoraphobia would not allow this to continue.
Yeah, it's really bad. And also, we were a bit late because we wanted to be closer to the ball.
Mm-hmm.
But because we left late, we were farther, which it didn't really matter. It's just more waiting if you're closer because you gotta go earlier.
Right.
So yeah, I don't
recommend.
So you
didn't even go early, but you were still there for 5 hours.
Yes. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Right. So terrible. That was like what I did one time in New York, and other times was like partying or being at my friend's place. But in Japan, the first year I stayed, I think I went to a countdown party, and it was whack.
Yeah.
It was so bad, and, like, we missed, like, part of the countdown. We got to, like, five. We didn't even get to 10.
Oh.
We like, missed it. I don't know what happened. Like, I think the DJ just...
they messed up the timing, and they were just like, oh, whoops, we forgot about actually counting down.
Right.
No.
But,
I have an old YouTube video of, like, one of my first New Year's club things in Japan.
It's, how, like...
I don't know. It's just like a minute long. I don't even know why I uploaded it, but it's out there on the internet. This little minute long video of, like, I think it's at Jewel.
Oh.
Which was fine, I guess. It wasn't bad. It wasn't amazing.
Mm.
It was fine. It's fine. It's expensive and there's no free drinks, so.
No free drinks. Not even like the.
I don't think we got a drink ticket because it was New Year's and they knew people were gonna go anywhere.
Right. I think everywhere in the world that does, like, or especially cities, when they do countdown parties, they just, like, they hike up the price.
Extra cheap.
They make the prices to enter higher, and then no free drinks. That's whack.
And the music usually not very good. And then some people miss the timing. So they're like, oh shit, countdown right now, let's go. And you'd be like, I wasn't even ready. I don't have a drink.
It was so quick and rushed. Like, bruh.
It's messy. It's real messy.
It's whack. So after I did that one, and it wasn't even a club. It was like at a restaurant. It was somebody's party. Like my friend invited me to. After that, I was like, yeah, I'm probably not going to do that again. So I think one year I did New Year's at your place. We binge watched Star Wars
the entire
the entire time.
Yeah, all. But we didn't make it through all of them, though.
We did. I think we watched like three.
Yeah, we watched the first three. I'm sorry you only got to see the worst part of Star Wars.
That's fine. It's okay. I've seen them before.
Okay.
And then we went to the temple and the shrine, which was fun.
Nighttime, festival type activities.
And then the year after that, I didn't do much the night before, but then I went to Mie, Issei Shrine.
Mm-hmm.
And that was all right.
Being outside all night.
I wasn't there at night. I was there during the day. And then last year, my brother came. So we were watching anime. We watched anime until the countdown. And we were like,
you can never call me a nerd ever again. That's some of the nerdiest shit I've ever heard.
Okay, whatever. We were watching Attack on Titan. My brother was trying to get me on it. So we were like binge watching that. And then we went to the shrine near my place. Mm. And then this year, like me and for the world to know, my boyfriend. Yeah, my boyfriend. Okay, let's get over it. We were like chilling, playing games, trying to like waste time. And by like 10:30 or so, we're like, we still have time. So we're like, let's waste it doing nothing, like sleep. Let's take a nap. Woke up at 12:07 because we were planning to go see fireworks.
So much for that.
Yeah, because I'm near USJ. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, there's this area where I think we can see the fireworks for free if we just sit there. This really tall hill.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we were planning on doing.
Whoops.
But, we slept through the countdown, whatever. And after I woke up, I'm like, going back to sleep because it's nothing.
You became an old lady this New Year's. You sound like my mom.
Well, I got a new bed and it's really comfortable. And you said the same mattress as yours. Yeah. You know how it is. It's real comfortable.
Once you lay down in it, you're like, all right.
I was tired. I was like, wow, I've gotten old.
I was out. I met up with people. We were out at a bar that's closing. It's closed. It's already closed. So that was like the last night to hang out there.
Didn't really care for that bar. If it was Moonshine, I would have came out.
No, I mean, I just came out there for the people. It's not
true.
The people.
True. Yeah. And I guess y'all missed us.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure they were expecting y'all.
I know, but this year, honestly, because I'm a bit broke the beginning of the year.
Broke,
it's like, I have to save my money. It's my money's.
Yeah.
And it was cold. And at that, I was pretty, pretty annoyed with just life.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
I wanted to ring in the new year, like, peacefully. And
I mean, I went home shortly after because the trains was running all night. So I was like, well.
I just wish they did that all the time.
Right? Sometimes. I'm not trying to be out all night till 6 a.m.
At least let the close. At least let the train stop at 2?
2 would be nice.
2 would be nice.
A little bit more after 12 would be nice.
Yeah.
3 would be best.
I would say 3, but I think that's pushing it for them, you know?
Come on.
Because, you know, the taxis need their money.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Especially
taxis are still a thing in Japan. I forget.
Well,
are they still a thing in New York?
Yeah. They are, but you have...
It's not a thing. I don't think it's really a thing in D.C. Oops.
I think more so there's Uber and... What is the other one? Uber and what? Lyft. There. There you go. Uber and Lyft are more popular, but we still have taxis.
Okay. I mean, I guess we have taxis. I've never really rode taxis in D.C.
D.C. now has more, like, Lyft and Uber.
Because taxis are always just kind of expensive, I feel like.
Of course. Tokyo has, like, I keep talking about Tokyo having, but they've gotten, like, another app where it's cheaper than Uber. Because Uber is, like, the price of the taxis. It's really not that much.
Right.
It's not less, really.
And it only works in, like, a certain, like,
and it's like
area. It doesn't work for all of Tokyo.
They don't even really use Uber drivers. Like, Uber drivers is, like, you can work as an Uber driver if you have a car and a license. But I feel like the Uber drivers are taxi drivers.
Oh, they just, like, attach them to the app.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you're an Uber driver now.
Basically.
Boop, boop.
All right. So that was, like, my New Year's stuff. How about you? More so, anything else?
My history of New Year's. Clubs. Then being at home, and then I think I went home one year.
Yeah.
But that was a while ago. That was a house party. Yeah. I don't really do anything special for New Year's. I think I used to, when I used to live near a bunch of Buddhist temples, mm-hmm. because they ring the bells 180 times. Right. 108 times. I forget how many. To bring in the New Year. We used to go do that basically every year. Mm-hmm. Just, you can just like walk around and go to any random kind of, any temple that has its doors open.
Right.
And we did that a few times. But this time, Shoto was like, I want to watch this Mayweather fight.
Oh, okay.
That lasted all of 2 minutes. That shit was funny.
So how'd you watch it?
It was on TV.
In Japan, it was like no, like,
oh, yeah, it's not pay-per-view. No, it was like on regular TV. Everybody was hyped because they were like, oh, he's the golden child of Japan. He's undefeated.
It's Mayweather.
First off, this child has never fought anyone outside of Japan.
So
I don't think he's ever fought anyone that wasn't Japanese.
So.
And his first opponent is Mayweather.
There you go. You're going to get knocked out. Yeah.
They weren't. I don't think they're even the same weight class. So I don't know how.
Right.
How, I guess they were like, oh, he's a kickboxer, though, so it's fine. But you can't use kickboxing rules in a boxing match.
That's what I was confused about. I was like, he's a heavyweight? No, he's not heavyweight.
No, he's not heavyweight. And so, yeah, he got his little butt knocked out.
Good.
And it was real funny because like Mayweather was like smiling at the beginning, right? Because he was like, you know, it was an exhibition match anyway. Yeah, it's not supposed to, it doesn't count. Mm-hmm. So he was just smiling. He was like, whoo, 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 I see you, kid. And then the kid like hit him and he got real serious.
He's like, oh.
He went to like dad mode, like black dad mode, and was like, I'm about to beat your ass.
Like, did you just hit me?
And he knocked that little boy out. But now he knows.
That's hilarious.
He's just not on the same level, and that's okay because he's still young. He's like 26 or something. He got time to get good.
He needs more experience outside.
He did, and I think Japan just wanted like a cute little title, like a cute little match. They thought they were being cute. They had a champion.
What was Mayweather doing? He's just like,
he was getting money.
I just feel like he's money. Like, I want to go on vacation, but I also want money, so I'm going to go to Japan.
Like, yeah, he's like one of the most well-paid athletes, I think, in
of course
the world. Something ridiculous like that.
But I don't really like him.
I don't either, but I thought it was still hilarious. It was still hilarious.
I had no idea.
So that was my New Year's. Well, and then we went home to hang out with the family.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. That's what I was going to ask you, because like, you know, you marry a Japanese, so you go to his hometown sometimes or all the time?
Yes, for Japanese people, traditionally they go to their jikka, mm-hmm. which is their home where their parents live, to celebrate New Year's, and you eat osechi ryori, which is the New Year's food.
Mm. Which, cold.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan. Mm-hmm. I like the fish, but I don't eat the cold beans. I don't eat the cold custard. I just don't. It's not my favorite thing. But we had lots of different things.
I guess osechi came from the time when they didn't have refrigeration.
And you weren't supposed to be cooking on that day, which is why everything is cold.
Right.
But we don't have to do that anymore.
But it's tradition.
It's 2019.
They want to keep tradition.
I don't think we need traditions that badly, though. I mean, it's an optional tradition, too. So it if you want to do it, you can. Our family, we do halvesies. We do half osechi ryori and half sushi and everything, all the good stuff.
Wait, so does someone make it?
Yeah,
they...
we cook. We cook. Okay. Yeah, we cook.
They make the osechi.
Yeah, oh yeah, it was, she made, no, wait. Yeah, I think she did make it, because I think it was in her bento boxes.
I have a student that's like my dad's age. She's like, I'm not proud of this, but I can't make osechi. I've never made osechi.
I think you can just buy a lot of it ready-made.
That's what she said. She just bought it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what mom did, because she worked the night before in the emergency room.
Ooh.
She was an emergency room nurse. Mm. And so I'm sure she was not trying to come home at like 7 a.m. to start making no nothing. Or make it before going on like the night shift or whatever. So I was like,
yeah,
we just have whatever we like to eat, which is like tamagoyaki.
I feel like osechi is impractical for people nowadays, especially if they're working like that.
Yeah, I mean, they make a lot of money selling it, because most people, I feel like, buy it.
Right.
Because you can see, like, convenience stores, grocery stores have the little advertisements, like, get your osechi ryori pack. And it can go up to, like, you know, a couple hundred bucks for some cold-ass beans. But if that's what you're into, you should totally do it.
Just the winter holiday, they make so much money for Christmas cake and KFC chicken.
Man.
And osechi.
Food in Japan is a very good business to be in because they got every season has, you can make something up. It doesn't even have to be something that existed before.
No, the beer companies make so much money because every season and then like in between seasons they have something.
I love the seasonal beers that don't change. They just change the label. They're like, try the new autumn beer. And I'm like, it's the same.
It's the same beer. Same. It's just a different can, so it's for people who like to collect things.
Right. And I do it anyway. Because I'm like, oh, but it's red.
But sometimes, they trick me. They get me sometimes. Like, you see this, like, oh my god, one of my favorite, you know, Kimugi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Beer. They change their can into something like a matte, not a shiny can. It's like mm-hmm. more matte. And I'm like, oh, this makes it tastes better. Like, how did you do this magic? It's like the way it feels is different than the shiny can. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
no,
they are very good at manipulating their consumers. So consumer beware in Japan.
Yes.
You will get got.
Yes,
exactly. I've been got. I still get got. It's okay.
So, like, how long do you usually stay when you go to the jika?
We usually stay a day or two, depending on, you know, if we have plans. I used to do the Fukubukuro, which is the lucky bag shopping.
Okay, so you do shopping.
That starts on the 2nd. So I used to try to be back in Osaka by the 2nd. Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot to mention the Kohaku Utagasen. That's also a New Year's thing.
Okay.
I watched that the year when you guys weren't at my house, which is either before or after. I forget which.
After maybe.
But we watched Kohaku Utagasen, which is the end of the year music program done by NHK. It is terrible, in my opinion.
It's terrible.
It's mostly pop musicians, you know, whatever idol groups are still popular. And then they have their few Inca people that come on that are still popular. They do all the classics. And then they ring in the new year by singing the New Year song.
It's boring.
Moms love it, though. You know, the moms love it.
It's boring.
A lot of the people love it, I guess. I don't know if
I know there's the other program like that's going on at the same time, though.
There's Gaki no Tsukai.
That one. Was it at Wadate Ikenai? No.
Yes, that's it.
Wadate Ikenai.
Yeah.
Like, they can't laugh, and if they laugh, they get batsu or hit.
Yeah, but that's even gotten less funny as the year is going, because they're old, so they can't do all the dangerous stuff they used to do.
And I think after the controversy, was it last year?
Oh, it was last year. He did the blackface.
Yeah, I think, like, that kind of upsetted some people. Like, oh, they realized that foreigners or people abroad were getting annoyed with them, and they're like, oh, no, it's good anymore.
Like, because it's a kombi that was doing it. The guy that wasn't in blackface, I believe he apologized or he said something along the lines of, like, that wasn't right. Mm-hmm. But the guy that actually did it was like, I don't see a problem with it kind of thing.
Right.
I think that's what happened. So, yeah, I'm kind of on the fence with that kombi because I want to like them. They're from the Kansai area and they are really funny. But I'm like, you just got to be more self-aware, guys. It's 2019. The internet does exist. Twitter is a global thing. You will get your ass read on Twitter. They should know that by now. They can't be like, oh, I didn't know. We can't use it. It's 2019.
So those are the two, like, programs that are really popular during that time to watch.
And then there's Johnny's Countdown. They have their own separate program that they do. Shota used to watch it because Smap used to be on it.
But now he does it because they're not together.
I don't got to watch it anymore.
Oh, Shota, you simple man.
I'm so glad, yeah.
And then, you remember when we had the night when I was there for, we were watching Star Wars, there was also like a orchestra?
Yeah.
They have that every year too?
I don't know if that's every year. I feel like that was my first time. I feel like that's one of the channels where they're like, I can't compete with Warate Ikenai.
But we ended up watching them for the New Year's,
right?
The
orchestra
we were like
beautiful.
Going back and forth.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a classic way to bring in the new year with an orchestra.
And they did it, like, on time. Like, the
yeah,
climax,
they had the little clock and everything.
The climax of the music.
They're the only people in Japan on time with the new year. That's the only ones. Them and Kohaku. But, yeah. In terms of Japanese traditions for New Year's, I can't even be like, it's better or worse than America. It's the same. It's just the, like, parties, drinking.
Yeah.
Home parties, drinking.
But, like, I would say that New Year's, the season, maybe not the countdown so much, but the season itself is more like Christmas for Americans, where it's, like, family-oriented.
Yes, that's true. It's definitely more family-oriented than the Christmas
so
stuff.
That means the first 2 to 3 days, the streets are dead.
Which is nice.
Mm.
It's a nice change of pace.
Yeah. I think on the 2nd, me and my partner went biking. We went cycling down near Harbor near USJ. And it was just, it was so nice to walk. It was quiet. There was nobody on the streets, on the sidewalks. We were just biking, no problem.
Yeah, because nice. Mostly, basically, everywhere is closed until the second.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah. A few stores are open. McDonald's was closed in Uehamache on the first, because we took the train the first. The department stores are closed.
Only the trains were basically working.
Basically, only the trains and the konbini was open. And, like, grocery stores and stuff like that. But
my grocery
store
was closed all day on the first.
Really? Eon was like, we getting that New Year's money.
Right? Like, some people still need to shop.
Yeah, and I think some people that don't have families and stuff prefer to work during the New Year season because they didn't have to be home alone.
Life says, go get your life. That's what my supermarket said. Go get your life.
What if they don't have anything?
Really?
Oh, no.
Get your life at a konbini.
Yeah, I can't imagine how, like, people that, like, don't have family or anyone to hang with on New Year's, I could feel like that's really isolating.
It is.
And sad.
I feel like there's a bunch of foreigners that go through that every year.
Oh, too. Definitely. In the foreigner community, the non-Japanese community that... people live in Japan. It's important to, you know, find your friends during that time of year because it get really lonely.
I know some people who complain online are like, I hate this time of the year because it's like empty. So a lot of people travel around this time. That's why they travel. But the people who stay, they're like, oh, even my foreign friends, like they travel outside or go back home. So they get really lonely because they can't like go anywhere.
Yeah. So. Everything's closed. You got to wait till like the second or third to even go shopping, which I didn't do this year. No fukubukuros. I'm done.
Yeah. Fukubukuros is a thing. Usually the sales, like you said, start on the second.
Yes.
And you can buy like a bag of whatever, like maybe $100 for a bag. Mm-hmm. And inside, it might be worth $500 of stuff. It depends on the store, of course.
Yes, because electronic stores do it. Department stores do it. Clothing stores do it. Drug stores do it. Makeup stores do it.
Accessories do it.
Everybody has one. Yeah. And I used to buy at least one bag a year.
Mm-hmm. But this year?
But this year, I'm just, like, downsizing my life. Mm. I'm just trying to, like, get myself together. Okay. I'm trying to put more money into good clothes because honestly even Japanese brands are still kind of cheap and the clothes you get, I've had buttons fall off, you know, on the second wear and I'm like, bruv, this shirt's supposed to be like 4,000 yen and the button's already coming off. Why bother with this 4,000 yen shirt when I can just go to H&M?
Where are you shopping for better quality clothes then?
On like the internet.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I've been going to Dolls Kill, so I buy a lot of Current Mood and Killstar. Actually, I have a lot of Killstar. Not a lot of Killstar. I have a few Killstar items now. Okay. I bought some Disturbia stuff, which is a UK brand. Mm. And their quality is okay.
Where did you find these brands?
Instagram. Because Instagram knows what I like.
So they give you Instagram's like promo stuff?
Yeah, they're like, check out this gothic clothing brand. And I'm like... How did you
Instagram
know?
Knows I want to dye my hair and not permanent. You seen the hair wax stuff? The bright, colorful hair wax? Like, I don't know if I want to get that.
Wax is tough.
That's what I feel. Wet. But I'm seeing a lot of, like, people with hair like mine using.
Really?
It, not just, like, loose curl.
Yeah, because it's always the wavy waves doing it.
I want to show you now. Where's my phone?
I appreciate the algorithms reading my search results because then it makes less work for me when I want to find something. Go ahead, read my search history. If I want to hide it from you, I'll be in the private browser. It's fine.
This is very true. Like, oh my God.
Like, I want that bikini too.
I'm so tempted to get this hair waxing. And I even told Jen about it because I know she has issues with, like, dyes not really showing. And it's good on darker hair.
So does it dry to a waxy consistency?
No.
Is they soft?
Yeah.
And it just goes on top.
Yeah, it goes on top. Like, of course, when it's wet, it might get on everything. Right, but once it dries, it's fine. And then it washes out within a week or so.
Bruv.
Actually, removes with one hair wash. So if you don't wash your hair for a week, it'll...
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, if you get some, I'm going to borrow some.
Oh, my. Okay. So I'm, like, really tempted this year. You know, a new look. Mm-hmm. Try to do purple.
Right, because you can just keep experimenting. You don't have to wait for that crap to wash out.
Right. Yeah, and all these people have, like, 4C, 4B, 3B, whatever, 3C, like, all types of black ladies on this Instagram that has it, so.
That's dope.
keep on the lookout. You might see like, changes in my hair.
All my shopping now is basically internet-based because even if I go to a Japanese shop, Jane, it's expensive, right. Not the quality that you would expect for the price you pay, and the sizes don't always fit as well as they could. I feel like the one size thing I'm not into anymore, that mm-hmm. one size dress, one size no. shirt. I want something that's fitted or, you know, cut better. I don't know. I just have, and all the brands that I used to like are kind of dead, actually.
Oh.
They went out
yeah. of business. I don't know. So. They're temporary stuff, so.
Yeah, J Fashion is disappointing for me right now.
I don't really shop online for clothes, but mm-hmm. definitely like things like maybe the hair wax or like cases for my phone, camera stuff, electronics. I'm trying to get a chess set. Like, I can buy all this. Yeah, it's nerdy. Whatever. I don't care. I just learned how to play chess now. I want to get
it. Oh, that's adorable. Yeah. My dad used to make us play. I hate it.
I like it now. Anyway, so all that stuff you can buy on Amazon or yeah. Rakuten.
I'm definitely a net shopper now. I'm just like, unless I need like something cheap and easy, I'll go to H&M. Or Uniqlo. I'll go to GU too. GU's cute.
GU's getting better with their t-shirts. I like their t-shirts.
It's still a little, like, secondary school teacher-ish. They had like a cool corduroy skirt, and I was like, ooh.
No. I will do with the t-shirts, because some of the t-shirts would be like woke type stuff.
Really?
Like LGBTQ or stuff. Yeah, really? They were having some really cool wow. shirts. So okay, I was like, okay, GQ, I see you.
I see you, GU. My next shirt.
Right. So I guess for 2019, do you have any goals, like personal, nope. creative?
Nope.
Nothing?
No. I feel like I have intentions, but I set my intentions all the time. It's not related to a new year intention or anything.
Well, when I say in 2019, I'm basically saying, like,
no, what? I don't, because I feel like if you say I'm going to do this in this year and then you don't do it,
mm-hmm.
then you put this kind of undue stress or disappointment on yourself because mm-hmm. like I said I was going to do this thing in mm-hmm. this 1 year and I didn't do it and mm-hmm. now I feel bad for not doing
right,
it.
Right, right.
So instead of trying to say I'm going to try to do this thing for 2019, mm-hmm. I just have kind of short-term goals that I set for myself, mm-hmm. whether it's like for a season, right. like during the winter because it's cold and I'm not going to go out. I'm going to try to do this, and this. Mm-hmm. I don't really do year-type goal things, yeah. It kind of works against me.
Oh, it works against me.
Yeah,
okay.
It's not my thing.
You? Me, I have, like, a whole list of things, so I'm not going to, I'm not going to, say it.
I see you, goals.
Whatever. So I'm into, like, affirmations and manifestations. Mm-hmm. Like, I know the writer for The Children of Blood and Bone,
mm-hmm.
She wrote down her, I guess, goals or things that she wants to do or get done for, especially for her writing career. She wrote it down, I think, like every day,
mm-hmm.
or she just wrote it down a lot and it happened. So I was like, I need to do that. But I wasn't doing it when I found that out, and that was last year.
Mm-hmm.
So every month I was like trying to get better at doing it. And then like starting last month, it was like, you know what? I'm going to do this idea that I saw on Twitter where it's like, you write it down, you record it, and you listen to it before you go to bed.
Hmm.
So I'm not necessarily listening to it before I go to bed, but I'm listening to it almost every day. Mm-hmm. I don't think I need to listen to it every single day.
Mm-hmm.
It will help, but I know me. I'm not an everyday type of person.
Right.
I have issues with doing anything like scheduled, like strict schedule. It's just uncomfortable for me. But mm-hmm. if I do it often where it's like almost every day, then I'll be okay.
Okay. So do you write something every day or you just...
No, I listen to it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I might read it because I have it written in my Google Docs and stuff like that, but I would probably just listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's something to do with your subconscious mind, like you're teaching or tricking your subconscious mind. So if you listen to it, also when you listen to it right before you go to sleep, it's like you're in between reality and subconscious. Mm-hmm. This is something I read that mm-hmm. I believe in. So it's like, all right, I'm going to try to do this.
It's the same as setting intentions. Like... You have to say, like, no matter what you're going through that day, I'm going to do this. I'm going right. to either be successful. I'm going to be motivated to do this. Because, you know, if you start off on that positive foot,
yeah,
you're more likely to get stuff done than being like, oh, you know, I didn't do this. So now I'm not going to do this. And I can't believe I didn't do this. Right. Like, I'm just trying to get rid of all of that I can't stuff.
Yes.
And just always be every day like,
so for me, I'm doing it. It's like I had to write everything in present tense. I couldn't mm-hmm. do, like, future. So if I said, like, I am a narrator or I am a photographer. Those are the two things that I want to focus on this mm-hmm. year anyway. If I just say that, then it tricks my subconscious mind and then my conscious mind would be like, oh, well, you say you're this, so you need to make it happen because right. you say you are this, but if you're not yet, like, that's weird. Mm-hmm. So then it's just going to yeah. manifest into what I believe in.
Right.
There's that. And then affirmations, like waking up and saying, like, thank you or gratitude and just yep. being grateful to be alive is also going to help be Definitely. More positive.
That's so. What I've been doing for, like, the last 8 months since last year when I lost all my money. I didn't lose all my money, but I didn't have no money.
But I did notice a change in you.
Did you?
Yes. You were a lot less. Like, even in the podcast, we were ranting less.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
We were ranting
less. That's about
less.
The time when ranting kind of, like, died down. And it's not because I don't have things that upset me. I still right. let things upset right. me, and I still talk about things that upset me.
But sometimes, like, we don't need the podcast to rant on. Like,
yeah, like, I'm usually ranting on Twitter. Or Instagram these yeah. days because it's funnier.
It's like just vent.
Yeah, I try to keep a more positive note on things.
Right, and I think things that I've been ranting or venting about is just more things that I want change, but I can't really change right now. So mm-hmm. it's just like, okay, I get it. Let me just like vent it, and then I'll be done and like keep moving forward.
Right,
and then other things that I might. Want to rant about is like things that happen in the world that I can't change, and I'm just like, why is it like this? The world sucks.
Yeah, I mean, if you let people know what sucks about the world, they're more likely to help you change it, though, right?
That's
we hope.
Yeah, we hope. We hope.
As I think about some of the things going on, I'm like, I really, really hope so. Yeah. Positivity. The world's like, gonna change for the better.
Right, and because we live in Japan now, I think things that we are kind of gonna rant about is this Stand Up Japan thing that you mentioned.
Yeah,
you want to talk about that?
I mean, I just saw it on Twitter mm-hmm. today while I was at work, and I was like, "What's this now? A movement in Japan? Wow. That's unheard of."
Yeah,
and I don't really know the background on the girl. Her name was Kazuna, I think. Mm-hmm. Kazuna Yamamoto. Mm-hmm. She started a petition on Change.org. With regards to a magazine or a newspaper or something that put out a ranking for the colleges that have girls that are easy to sleep with.
The company is called Shukan Spa.
I guess it's a gossip magazine.
And it says university students with easy access girls. That's a weird translation.
Oh, no. I think she wrote it. So.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it's like they basically put up a ranking list of the colleges, and these colleges are where girls are more likely to sleep with you.
Right, and this was published in October of last year.
Right, and she was saying in her video that she was kind of disappointed with a lot of... I'm assuming she's Japanese. I don't know if she's, like, second generation living in another country or if she's just studying abroad, because I believe she said she was in Chile. Chile. I don't know if the proper pronounce. I'm so sorry. but, yeah, she was, like, she was disappointed that young people in Japan, because it was posted so long or it was published so yeah. long ago, she was disappointed that no young people in Japan really mentioned it or tried to make a stand about it. So she made this video and she put it on YouTube, and she's basically just asking young people in Japan to, you know, like, really just stand up and speak out against this kind of blatant objectification of women in Japan and within Japanese culture in large, as she mentioned, like the creepy underage grab your idols.
Yeah.
They're called, I think, junior idols, I yeah. think. Mm-hmm. And it's basically little girls in swimsuits frolicking around on a camera. It's totally freaky. It's the weirdest thing because they're not doing anything but dancing in front of a camera. So for me as an American, right, you're like, this is wrong. Why are we watching this little girl in a bathing suit? But this is a whole industry of yeah. videos yeah. that are made and sold legally.
Yeah. It's not considered child pornography.
Because they're not naked. So, yeah, she's really trying to get Japanese people. And she also had people from other countries in the video just kind of say, you know, it's really time to stand up for the rights of women in Japan and to fight this kind of objectification that is been going on and is still going on in 2019.
It's, like, unfortunate because, like, there are, like, activists in Japan. But mm-hmm. I think according to my, it's, like, a bit old. Like, their thinking is old or, like, the leaders aren't.
Right, they're not
young.
Yeah.
So the way they fight is, like, what they used to do. Mm-hmm. But it's not really up to the times of modern times and, like, social media.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I feel Japan might change their activism from people outside or, like, mixed people. People who yeah. can speak English and Japanese.
That's definitely important. I feel like a lot of, unfortunately, a lot of Japanese people tend to ignore people that aren't speaking their language because they're like, oh, but you don't understand because you're not Japanese and you don't speak Japanese and you don't understand Japanese culture. When Japanese culture is not some like puzzle box that needs to be solved.
It's and very they'll like also criticize the mixed kids too.
Yeah, they're not really Japanese, yeah. So they can't. And it's like, dude, you can't have your cake and eat it too. Like, seriously, no. You can't.
But I think use the ones definitely going to be leading is the mixed kids because there's more and more of them getting born every year.
Mm-hmm. And I feel bad for them.
Yeah, too. I feel bad for them too. And if we're going to have more foreigners come in, that means probably possibly with more mixed kids. Changes. Yeah. So Japan's going to change. They're going to be a whole different look in the next 10 years.
Honestly, I wouldn't raise my child in this country just because of the love, especially if it's a little girl.
Mm.
You know, like all elementary schools, Shota told me this when we were watching the police show that. Around when he was in elementary school, every summer they had announcements for the children that were like, you know, there are flashers out in the streets
because
it's summer, so it's warmer. So please be careful when you're going home of flashers. And he's like, didn't you have that at your school? And I'm like, fucking no. That's not normal.
No. It's not normal. But what's normal in America now are like not bomb threats, shooters.
Yeah, school violence.
Yeah, mass shootings. So that's not normal, but they've normalized it in the past few years. So.
Giving teachers guns because that's a solution.
It's not a solution at all.
Ooh, so anyway.
Those are the things that's going on right now in Japan, which is kind of like at the same time in America we have the R. Kelly thing and then people are bringing up Drake. Yeah, there's a
lot of... I'm thinking this year, is even though we're just 1 weekend, 7 days, 7 whole days.
Yes.
I think this year is going to be big for hopefully women's rights throughout the world.
Hopefully.
I think hopefully movements like Me Too are going to keep gaining momentum and gaining steam. So like with the Drake and R. Kelly stuff.
I'm just hoping, especially in the States, that more like black women get the help they need.
Yeah.
Because it's like... We see these things happen, like especially with the R. Kelly things, like for years it was happening and people were ignoring it. And like someone's like, the reason why this happened is like, y'all hate black women. Like that was like one of the statements. It's like, either you just, you know, you're a rapist too, or you just hate black women and stuff like that. So it's just like, I hope this is the year where we see more black women flourish in more positive things and get the justice that we deserve.
And get the support that they deserve and need. Because I remember when that shit came out, like in 2002.
Yeah.
That freaking sex tape was in my high school. We are nowhere near Chicago.
Mm.
How does a VHS sex tape make it from Chicago or wherever the hell they got it to Maryland? There was no internet.
But I'm saying whoever made the copies, probably I felt like it was in the R. Kelly camp. Because, like,
they said in the doc who made it or where they got it from.
Oh, well, they got it from the girl.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and then somebody else made copies.
And then someone made copies. So we don't know who made those copies.
No, they don't know.
But I'm thinking
know who. Because they were supposed to give them back to R. Kelly.
Okay.
But they didn't.
They didn't. Well, then. Anyway, I think that person just, you know, traveled around and just, like...
But that's crazy when you think about it. Because now everything's on the internet.
Which
but
back is like, then, it's quicker. Yeah, back then.
But everybody saw it, and everybody was like, wow, that's R. Kelly. And even after that, they played his music at our high school prom.
Even after that.
Because I graduated 2005. This tape came out 2002. Right. They still played his music at high school functions with underage girls.
Do they play R. Kelly songs in the Japanese club?
Oh,
I wonder, because I don't think I've heard.
Not on any of the little throwback Fridays, flashback Fridays.
Throwback Fridays.
That's throwback Thursdays. Flashback Friday, like, R&B things, I don't. They usually have Montel Jordan there for that. That seems to be the
song that I hate.
Their go-to R&B guy seems to be Montel Jordan. I don't recall any R. Kelly.
Yeah.
So, luckily, we don't have to listen to him in Japan. But I feel like Japanese dudes would probably be like, hey, he got his, because they're... Not all, obviously, but there's a lot of problems with dating or going after or objectifying underage girls.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't think they would even view him as that much of a predator.
They wouldn't. And then, which also, is sad. They probably don't care about black women either.
Yeah.
And then we have Drake. Like, I shared that tweet.
So yeah, what was that about? Because I saw that on your time. I was like, wait, what? I mean, I never liked him anyway. I thought, fuck his little peanut ass.
When I saw that tweet, I was like, I just thought of Elise right away. I'm sharing this just for her. And then I saw your Instagram story say, I never liked this nigga anyway.
I saw. Yeah, I got it from your.
It's just crazy because like they were comparing. They're comparing Drake and R. Kelly, and it was just really crazy because he's basically following his footsteps. I mean, I don't know if Drake is controlling like R. Kelly, women and shit. But the fact that he's like
going
this girl
is a teenager.
Well, I think now she's it's just crazy. This girl, I think, is of age now, but when they first met, she was like 16, I think. And he's dusty. They went on dates, and then this video was disturbing. So he brings up a girl. This is Drake. Brings up a girl and like kind of rubs up on her and kisses her. And then he asks her age, and she's like 17. He's like, "Oh, why you look like that?" And then he like rubs on her more. And then, yeah. So it's like even though he found out that she was younger, like not of age, because like everyone laughed, like roll of laughter, like was a joke. But then he just like continues doing all that.
And no, they didn't start booing after that.
Somebody no, because they were all because like I don't know, his fans.
That scared me because I love Stranger Things, and I was like, no.
So the next tweet had or picture of the tweet said Drake has been texting 14-year-old Millie Bobby Brown about dating advice, and it's kind of weird. And in the video that I saw of
It's not kind of.
It's very weird. But like Millie Bobby was like interviewed, and they asked her like, "Oh, what kind of advice is he giving you?" And she's like, "That's well, we'll leave in the text." So I'm like, "What the fuck is he saying?" And
right, why? That you can't say on.
That's so gross. Oh God, gross. Men are so gross sometimes. God,
I mean, people are gross. It's not because women can be predators too.
That is people true. Like when I was listening to when I was watching the doc on R. Kelly and how he was molested and how his younger brother or his older brother was also molested. Like, little boys, little girls, they're not safe. And it's not necessarily a stranger in a back alley in a white van. It's like it's people usually, you know and admire. So it's like you gotta believe people when they, you know, like people, like men who are like, oh, you know how many people are falsely accused? Not is the percentage, the difference is it does not meet up. Like, people who are falsely accused is this low.
Right.
And people who are actually fucking molested.
Right. Women don't want to go through the embarrassment of having to come out to accuse somebody just to make a story up. Like, the amount of shaming that you get just for coming out about shit like that is not worth it just to lie. Right.
And then if we connect it to also Japanese, like, when Japanese women come out, they are shamed to no end.
Oh, yeah.
They're the woman, like,
Shiori. Shiori Ito? Is there nothing?
I don't know.
I think it's Shiori. I can't remember her last name, but she was the journalist that came out against her attacker, who was another journalist or a politician, I forget. I watched her documentary, too. But, yeah, they were like, you shouldn't have been drinking with him. You shouldn't have been drunk. You should have what? Like, they were basically saying.
It was just terrible.
She should have had control of the situation when she was raped by a dude.
Yeah. So, I mean, we mentioned that in another episode before. Yeah. But it's just sad. It's just sad that women have to go through this all over the world.
7 days into the new year.
Yeah. So, let's make 2019 a year of justice. Let's
get rid of these trash-ass people that the go industry. After children.
Like, we need to, like, burn the industries that really the shittiest things.
It seems
things.
To be the entertainment industry especially that takes advantage
because there's so many people who want to be famous. And I'm like, y'all, stop it. We have the internet now. We have Instagram. You have YouTube. You have all these different ways that you can do it in your own home by yourself. Also, but you got to be careful, too, because there's kids who get... what's that girl, that mixed girl? I forgot her name, but, like... She was basically being coached to say things. She was on YouTube. Oh, my God.
Oh, I missed this.
So you got to be careful, too, of, like, YouTube stars that
listen
are kids.
To your parents. Usually your parents have your best interests at home.
Usually, but that girl, her parents didn't have their best interests.
God.
So what it's like, I don't know. Like, I feel...
What is there to do?
I don't know. This world is crazy. There's more to life than being famous, y'all. That's all I'm going to say.
That's true.
It's more to life.
Have a skill.
Yeah.
Follow a dream other than being famous.
Yeah.
Okay, just have a skill.
Just
study something.
Just be happy with
your life. I want to be an astronomer still. What is that face for?
I don't know.
I actually want to be an astrophysicist, but I suck at math.
Yeah, that wouldn't be me at all, ever. I also suck at math, and I just don't like it.
Why do you not like it?
I don't like math.
Oh, math. Yeah, okay. No, I don't like math either.
It's hard.
It's really hard. I still get it. All right. Well, we'll end our episode there. It was really good conversation about New Year stuff and just like the start of 2019.
Mm. Let's do better.
Like basically exposing predators.
Yeah. Let's defend our friends and our family. Let's
believe people.
Love one another.
Who say they get molested or harassed or whatever. Just believe people.
Stand up Japan.
Yeah.
Stand up black community.
Do it.
Stand up America. Stand up world.
Stand up. We should make a song.
No, let's not do that.
All right. Well then, so please check our show notes for any links that we share and let's keep the conversation going. So go to us on Twitter. Our Twitter account is Curly and Kansai. And also comment in the YouTubes.
Yes.
And share our stuff. We also have a website, curlyandkansai.com. And if you want to donate, we have a donation site called coffee.com/curlyandkansai. The link is in the show notes. So please check that out. And we'll keep coming back, giving you a show.
Yeah.
Ta-da. Ta-da. All right, y'all. We'll see you next time. Bye. We are curly and Kansai. Just a couple of queens who like